Welcome to the Dead Harvey Podcast. This is the place for indie horror filmmakers and fans. We have fun promoting and celebrating indie horror, do interviews, deep dives, and even include some educational material. Greetings and welcome to the Dead Harvey Podcast. Today, let's talk about Ari Aster's Beau Is Afraid. This is a movie that's going to polarize a lot of people. It's 3 hours long, and then, of course, that's not including trailers. So trailers are like half an hour if you go see it at the movies now. Ari first burst onto the scene with Hereditary in 2018, and then again in Midsommar 2019. Both are fantastic movies, in my opinion. Hereditary really, really stuck out in my head. A couple scenes, especially. If you haven't seen it before, and you're a horror fan, or even if you're just curious, It's a movie that's well worth watching, but it will definitely stay in your brain. He has a unique style that makes mental illness almost like a character in and of itself. I haven't really seen a filmmaker personify mental illness in the way that Ari Aster does, and often very looming in his movies. The subtext is heavy. It's not beating you over the head with it, but it's very present, and it makes the movie that much more terrifying and really stick. Not that many movies have stuck out in my head like his have. So you definitely got to give him credit for that. That being said, Beau Is Afraid is certainly an experimental movie. It did not work for me completely. I had a difficult time sitting through the 3 hours of this movie, but there was elements of it that I liked quite a bit. Beau Is Afraid, one of those movies that happens when a filmmaker gets free rein. And when he's just pretty much allowed to do whatever he wants in the studio, gives him kind of carte blanche. And that's essentially what A24 did with this movie. There's two ways you can look at that. You can be like, was the studio cracked out of their mind? What are they thinking? And another way of looking at it, which is the way that I look at it, is that we're not going to have anything like really unique and different unless we let filmmakers do what they want. You know, they got to prove themselves first and then let them do what they want. Sometimes this is going to be a big fail. Sometimes it's going to be a win. It's hard to say until it actually happens, but I prefer less studio control over more. And the result of that is something that the audience will either reject or embrace. To me, it's a little bit of both for this movie. Joaquin Phoenix plays the lead character in Beau Is Afraid, and it's sort of a weird kind of parallel version of how he plays the Joker. You know, like when he plays the Joker, there's this sort of slow burn when he has all this anxiety and he can't get the proper medication, and then he just goes off the rails towards the end. It kind of reminds me of that in this way, but he's internalizing all these things that are causing him anxiety and making him have paranoia, but not acting out in it in the way that he does in the Joker. He's internalizing it, and he's scared of the environment around him. So Beau's Afraid, IMDb definition, is following the sudden death of his mother, a mild-mannered but anxiety-ridden man confronts his darkest fears as he embarks on an epic Kafka-esque odyssey back home. So when he's younger, his mother tells him that his father had a heart attack when he was having sex. So Joaquin Phoenix's character is constantly afraid of getting close to people, having relations, having sex. He's afraid if he has sex, he's going to die. So it's all these fears and all these fears about anxiety, and this, of course, being a result of how he was raised, very sheltered. And the movie actually kind of does a really cool thing. So in the beginning of the movie, he's going outside, and you're seeing homeless people running around, and just like a simple task for him to go outside and go get something at the local store is like kind of a life or death situation, because everything outside is madness. It's like the apocalypse is happening. The world's starting to end. People are just freaking out, running around. People are getting stabbed in the street. People are running around naked. And so it's cool because the movie doesn't explain whether this is actually what society is like or whether this is just something that's going on in his mind. We get the idea that this is going on in his mind and this is like what it's internalized. We're viewing the world through his eyes, but it doesn't explicitly say that's what it is, which is very cool that it leaves it a little ambiguous that way. But so the movie is crazy. the colors in the movie. It's almost kind of reminds me, the movie's so kind of colorful, it kind of reminds me of the movie Kids, where there's all this disturbing stuff happening on in the background. But then, like, there's this sort of, like, sort of joyous, kind of innocent quality about it, like almost kind of like a Disney movie, well, the old school Disney movies, where everything's, like, super colorful. That's kind of what it reminded me of in this movie, Beau Is Afraid. So gets off to a great start. He's on this bizarre odyssey. He's meeting some interesting characters. And then kind of after the first act, to me, it starts to fall apart. Well, what happens is it just starts to get stale, and it kind of, the pacing just really drops off. So this is definitely experimental in terms of, like, length and pacing, because 3 hours long is a long chunk of time to sit through a movie that kind of grinds to a halt in several spots. So just goes, and I was having a hard time staying awake through stretches of the movie, because not enough crazy weirdness was happening. There's crazy weirdness interspersed throughout the entire movie, but it does drag in quite a few moments. I would say if you're a fan of Ari Aster or just kind of like art house movies in general, it's worth seeing, but know that you're going to see a movie that's 3 hours long, 3.5 hours with trailers, and that it's going to be a little rough to get through. To me, it was rough to get through, even though there was some of the weirdness and the uniqueness that Ari Aster brings was very kind of rewarding in spots. But on the other hand, I'm like, I don't know if I can stay awake for this. So it was kind of like it was kind of like rewarding and punishing me at the same time, is what I felt like as an audience member watching it. Joaquin Phoenix is fantastic in this movie, of course. He really carries it well. Parker Posey is great in this as well, too. I was not expecting to see her show up. She's kind of a romantic interest. There is another cameo. I don't know if a famous actor voiced it, but there is there's a penis monster that shows up in this with just giant swelling balls. Almost kind of like, looks like one of those things, like one of those, like a big, like inflatable, almost like pogo stick kind of thing with these giant swelling balls as like the base that you like jump around on. Oh, kind of looks like something designed for that. There's something like similar to that that's in the beginning of the movie Babylon, the party sequence, if you've seen that one. Anyhow, to me, it was kind of uneven in tone. From the trailers, I was expecting to see something kind of, this is what I would have loved to have seen. What I was kind of thinking is that it was going to be like a Todd Solondz kind of movie, but like a horror version of a Todd Solondz kind of movie, which would have been awesome. But Todd Solondz, like a lot of Ari Aster's movies, kind of remind, the moments kind of reminds me of Todd Solondz because he does have that black humor. But to me, the humor wasn't played up. There wasn't spots, but it was just kind of more stale in other moments where it dragged. But if you're a horror movie fan and want to see some great horror, definitely check out Midsommar and Hereditary. Hereditary is my favorite of the two of them, but I think both of them, those are fantastic, very disturbing horror movies. This one did not disturb me as much as it did kind of just be like, when's this going to end? I think it would have been much better if it was, in my opinion, I think it would have been much better if it was 2 hours long, because a lot of it did feel like it was repetitive. But I appreciated the fact that Ari Aster was kind of swinging for the fences with this one and doing whatever he wanted. Unfortunately, to me, it felt more like a 3-hour therapy session than it did a movie, but some bizarre and memorable moments in this movie that will stick out here. Not quite like they did horror wise, like did for me in Hereditary or Midsommar. But if I was to go back and watch movies or show one of his movies to somebody else, I would go with Hereditary or Midsommar. Maybe show him like a scene or two from Beau Is Afraid. So a worthy effort, but just for me, rough to get through. I think even though I definitely always encourage watching movies in theaters as opposed to video, for a movie like this that's 3 hours long, probably be better off watching it in installments, or just like maybe if you're home and really high, you'd probably benefit from this if you're going to watch it in one stretch. Anyways. Yeah, so experimental movies are very hit and miss, but I do appreciate that A24 funded an experimental movie like this in times when other studios don't take any chances and all they do is remakes or sequels. So, and I think A24 is overall a very solid studio. And I love the fact that they did this, even though I had a hard time getting through it. So, Bo is Afraid, both rewarding and punishing. check it out if you're an Ari Aster fan or a Joaquin Phoenix fan. But be prepared to, get a good night's sleep before you watch it. I guess that would be my recommendation if you're going to check it out. Okay, but I do love the weirdness. And I do look forward to seeing more Ari Aster's movies and seeing what he does in terms of what he's going to experiment with next. I just hope next time it's under 3 hours. And that's it for this week. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Dead Harvey Podcast.